Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bobby and Toby tonight.
Bobby and Toby. I can't wait. Do they have a two-man game that they that they play or no? Dude, I got to tell you, Bobby right. is one of the scarier looking dudes I've ever seen. Right, Ben? I know you're the biggest Bobby fan in the...
He's going to be a cult hero, man. He's going to be like the new Dario, the new Gritty.
So he's a mascot, you're saying?
Dude, when he comes into the game, people are going to go nuts.
I agree with you.
He
I
might get a louder ovation than Tobias Harris.
He might. No, you're right. And he's goofy. And did you see the size of his ears? Did you see any of the... Oh, my God. He looks like a character from... If Goonies had a two, Goonies 2, he looked like he could play a role in that. For big, crying out loud.
Big George Murison, right?
Oh, my God. He's just gigantic. All right, let's go to the phones. 888-729-9494. Looking into the future of 2019, where you have the crystal ball, mm-hmm. right? Remember that? You used to have the eight ball?
Yeah.
Back in the Jody.
Oh, everybody loved a magic eight ball.
Jody Mack used to do it with the magic eight ball, Serge. Right? That's what he would do.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was pre-Mac and Mac days, too. We don't have a magic eight ball or a magic ball. Or a crystal ball. But we do have what we think 2019 will be in Philadelphia. Who will be the year of? 2019 will be the year of what team? Let's go to Scott in Barrington, New Jersey. What's up, Scotty?
Oh, man. You guys caught me off guard. What's up, Brother Mars? Brother Ike, what's up, B?
What up, Scotty?
How you doing?
Nothing much, man. I'm just feasting off what's been happening, man. I was running around like I was on The Price is Right when I heard about all these Sixers moves. But kudos to Mr. Elton Brand. Let me ask you, fellas, no, it's still early, the jury's out on him, but you kind of put him up there as a favorite, like with Howie Roseman as a general manager because of these moves, or you still have to sit back and wait to judge Mr. Brand?
No, I think Elton Brand is right in the hunt for executive of the year. No doubt okay. in my mind. I mean, you're talking about a roster that he changed over from what it was when they came to training camp. He's brought in a four-time All-Star and Jimmy Butler. And then for him to do what he did with Tobias Harris, and these other guys to really put them in position to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, I don't know if another general manager has done as much as Elton Brand has. I mean, it was easy for Magic to get LeBron out there. He went. LeBron wanted to go. That's not Magic doesn't right. get credit for that. And has anybody else's team had the type of makeover the way the Sixers have?
Not like this.
Right? When you look at the level of talent that they brought in.
Well, Phillies.
Well, I'm in the NBA.
Oh, no, no.
No, just in the NBA.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that, Brother Marks?
Well, I mean, I like what Elton did. Now, here's the thing. You need to –
Brown has to make it work.
I'm more interested in seeing what they do after the season because they have four really strong players now. You have J.J. Redick. You're going to have to add some pieces to the bench. But the thing about it is, like, then what do? The easiest thing to do is to sign your two guys to max or near max extensions. You keep all four of them. The hard thing to do is to let Jimmy Butler walk. The hard thing to do is let Jimmy Butler walk and try to sign additional guys, maybe make another trade. This team's going to need tweaking after the season, unless they win.
Yeah, it would not be hard for me to let Jimmy Butler walk.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Really?
No. I got Tobias Harris.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but Elton traded good assets to get – I mean, it's not a guy you sign for a year or 2 years and you're letting the contract expire. It's a guy that you – I mean, after all, you traded Rocco. I know that's a lot of Sixers fans are big Rocco fans.
Sure.
Dario. So you traded a decent haul to get him.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay. I just think, you know, for Jimmy Butler to be worth – the max money that he's seeking, he needs to put up max player numbers, and there's no way he can put up max player numbers here. He just can't. Embiid, the ball's going to run through him, so he's going to get the majority of the shots.
Ben dominates the ball
in
offense.
Ben Simmons is going to do his thing, and then it's tough enough to get three guys enough shot. We look at Golden State. You know why Golden State works? Because Draymond doesn't want to shoot the ball. Draymond doesn't make max money.
Right.
So you can pay Klay, Steph, and KD because to justify $25-plus million, man, you need to be scoring 20-plus points a night. Like, I'm not paying somebody $25-plus million, close to $30 million or more, because Jimmy looking at 5 years, 190. Are you kidding me? The thought of that makes me regurgitate right now. And what is he going to average, 15 points? Or is he going to force his way to average 20-plus points?
Or is he going to pout his way to 12?
That's what I'm saying. So once you give him the money, ain't no going back from it. So I would rather just get what I can out of him this year and let him move on. Tobias Harris is younger. To me, he's more of a team player. He's going to fit better with these guys. He's going to fit better in the locker room. I'd rather give him max money and just go with Ben, Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, and then fill in my other spots. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. You know, if I can get him for $12 million, $15 million. You're going to need to get guys that are going to be okay playing the role, taking 10 or fewer shots a night, and playing defense. They got to come in here understanding Ben, Tobias, and Joel are the three primary offensive players. Like, that's the only way you can justify paying somebody that type of money.
You're right.
I just don't think Jimmy Butler, plus I think Jimmy Butler will be able to find the money he's looking for out there. Like, when the Lakers can't get AD this offseason, or even if they can, they still going to need another player to go to Los Angeles. Jimmy Butler may be able to get more money going to L.A., right? Because LeBron's the one in the win now mode.
And that would work better for him anyway if he went out there.
Go there. I mean, listen, Jimmy, play hard the rest of the year. I don't fault Elton for giving it a shot, but Tobias Harris, to me, is insurance that you don't have to overcommit to Jimmy Butler.
All right, so how about this one, right? 2019 will be the year of ... what team? 2019 will be the year of...
the Phillies.
What player, coach, executive, Philadelphia sports figure?
Come on, man.
Now, think about it.
I don't have to.
Well, you don't?
Okay, what are we going to do when we come back?
Well, I mean, we have a nice pocket of time here to take some... what time are we... type the break time up there that we have to go to, Ben, but... yeah, we have some good time right now, but just like you can do, give me your knee-jerk reaction then. 2019 will be the year of
Carson Wentz. You know it.
Well, then you should be saying the Eagles.
No, because see, here's the thing with me. I know Carson Wentz is coming back strong this year. I don't know if the team is going to be good enough for me to say they're going to be a Super Bowl team, but Carson Wentz is going to come back and do his thing. He'll come back and do his thing. 30-plus touchdowns, 10 or fewer interceptions, career high in yards because he's going to play 16 games, so he'll be somewhere around 4,500 yards passing. I ain't worried about the Wentz wagon.
How many wins?
I got to see what he got around him. Enough to get in the playoffs.
They'll be good.
I got him in the playoffs. I got him winning the NFC East. I got him in the playoffs, and I said they'll win a playoff game.
All right,
and then we'll see where they are.
So let me try to put the visual like this, right? At the end of 2019 – Philly Sports has their award ceremony, right? Mm-hmm. Who goes up and gets the trophy for more or less Sportsman of the Year? Who's getting it? 888-729-9494. What team and what player or general manager or owner or like Howie, you could have made the case in 2017, it was Howie. What he was able to, you know what I see? What he was able to do.
Howie or Doug. But yeah,
Doug, Howie. Yeah. I mean, it would have been an Eagle that won it that year.
Yep.
2019 will be the year of what individual? Ben, is there...
I got one for you there, too.
It better be Bryce Harper. I'll tell you what, man. If Bryce Harper doesn't win that award, something went wrong.
I got one over him.
Who?
You're in the right ballpark. Gabe Kapler.
Oh, my goodness. Man.
Gabe Kapler.
He's up there holding the...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He'll be getting his hair cut backstage. He'll be so fresh and so clean.
Because whether we get Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, we're going to get one of them. We're going to trade for a pitcher at the trading deadline, and then we're on our way to the NLCS, where we may come up a little short.
All right, 888.
But Gabe will be the guy. Gabe will be fun this year. I think we're going to have fun, more fun with Gabe this year. He's still going to be Gabe, But I think because of the way the team will play and how much success they will have, we will be able to enjoy his managing style this year.
I like the Bryce Harper answer, for sure. He needs to be.
Yeah.
He does. He needs to be the fresh face that came in that transformed the Phillies from being kind of this boring product to the most recognizable figure in Major League Baseball and the city.
But aren't there some dark horses there, too? Like, I think about Rhys Hoskins and Aaron Nola. I mean, Aaron Nola, we have one of the top five pitchers in baseball. I mean, he almost won the Cy Young last year, and he's not even in this discussion?
Oh, yeah, he almost won the Cy Young and the MVP.
Well, he should have been the MVP because he was so important to the team. You're correct about that, Ike. Hey, I like Nola. If Nola wins a Cy Young, he would probably win that award right
certainly
there.
Certainly would.
You know, I mean, are we giving
Cole Hamels never won a Cy Young.
He never even came close.
Right.
No, Aaron Nola already has had a better season than Cole Hamels has ever had last year. Dude, I said it to you at the beginning of the season.
And I didn't like it.
You didn't like it. No, I said, he's got better stuff than Cole Hamels. Who? What?
Well, he still didn't win anything. Did he win more games than Cole Hamels?
Well, you know what he didn't win?
Huh?
MVP in the playoffs, for sure.
Exactly. That's my Nick Foles argument.
How about
Aaron Nola would be Carson Wentz, and Cole Hamels is Nick Foles.
Well, how about this? I would have to say if you're doing an executive of the year in 2019, Matt Klentak, he already has a head start even over Elton Brand, I would say.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's neck and neck. I don't know.
It's close.
It is.
Bryce Harper puts him over the top, though.
Oh, yeah. He gets Bryce Harper. We're going, he gets man of the year, sportsman of the year, every other award of the year. Yes. Matt Klentak does. Yes.
He's done a good job so far this offseason.
He really has.
It's a different team. Let's go to Paul in Downingtown. Hi, Paul.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
What's up, Paul? Man, love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I got to tell you, I got the Eagles, man. A buddy of mine actually did this a year ago before the Eagles won their first Super Bowl. He tattooed on his body Super Bowl champs for the 17-18 season and the 19-20 season. And I want him to be right. I think he's going to be.
Wow, so the 2019 again is the year of the Eagle for you.
I think so. I think so. And hopefully when we're at that imaginary ceremony, and we got Wentz up there accepting the congratulations from Philadelphia fans for a fine season and being the sportsman of the year kind of guy in this town. Hopefully we can replay that audio from, about a week ago where you had him behind Goss?
Yes.
I had him five.
I actually want John up there to present the award to him.
Me too. John, you ain't never letting that one down, brother.
No, Paul, I already adjusted my power rankings. Wentz is ahead of him now. What do you mean?
Okay, good. Yeah, on the strength of that, Super Bowl performance.
Well, I mean, listen, you go out on a limb, Paul, when you're talking about an MVP of the NFL like Carson Wentz, and you put him below a guy like Jared Goff.
That's
but I did it. He was in the Super Bowl. All right, well, maybe it wasn't my best take of the year, Ikey.
It's okay. I give you got my respect for taking a shot, man. That's what we do. And we're not considering, what is it called? Art of the Tate?
Yeah, or the takes the takesman.
Yeah, we're not one of those guys.
No.
We just do what we do.
And I'm not thirsty for...
No!
You know they have their own vocabulary they use, right?
Yes, I don't, yeah.
You know what the thirst is when it's a thirsty take?
What's that?
Someone that's putting out a tweet knowing that they're going to get the reaction is like, yeah! Like, you know, Carson Wentz is going to come back in 2019 and the Eagles are going to be in the Super Bowl again. I love this team. That's a thirsty tweet.
That's a thirsty tweet.
Like Roadshow Porter puts a lot of thirsty tweets out. Glenn Macnow puts a lot of thirsty tweets out.
How did Glenn Macnow get in there?
I'm saying guys that do thirsty tweets. You might.
I'm in there.
Ben, does he have thirsty tweets, Ike? Ben has thirsty tweets for sure.
I guess some of my tweets could be considered thirsty.
Yeah, a little bit.
I just put out what I feel.
I know.
And sometimes
you're a positive emotional guy.
Exactly. Because when I listen, here's what I tell all my followers, right?
Uh-huh.
Enjoy the fact that I am pro teams. Because if I go to the dark side, you really don't want to. You really don't want me. Yeah, you don't want me on that side.
That would be a great bit if we did negative Ike. I hate the Eagles. I can't even imagine that.
Jeffrey Lurie's cheap.
Yeah. You don't want me on that side of the fence, ripping all the teams in the city and being Mr. Negative about everything. Let me be pro Ike, former athlete, wanting the best for everybody. Let me do that.
We do need a negative Ike bit, though. You come on and you do the exact opposite of your normal take.
He hates Carson Wentz. He loves LeBron. He's a huge LeBron fan.
I was going to say, you want a negative bit? I'll give you one right there.
Ike Reese, Cowboys fan.
Yeah, right. Luca in Camden. Luca, 2019 will be the year of what team?
The Sixers, man.
All right.
I'm going to tell you why, too.
Tell me why.
Getting rid of Jimmy Butler and Klay Thompson is coming to Philly.
Ooh, he's going Klay.
Huh. Let me think about that for a second. Okay. Yeah, man.
You don't think so?
Well, I mean,
Klay Thompson's a free agent after this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would like it. I would definitely like it. I don't know. He doesn't seem like he's going to be, what do you think, like East Coast?
No.
Or is that a Stone Laker?
Yeah. If he leaves Golden State, it's to go to the Lakers.
Yeah.
It's not to come to Philly.
I don't know about that. Why can't you see Jimmy Butler going to the Lakers?
Oh, I can. I can. I don't think Klay, who's been a primarily West Coast kid his whole life, is going to come out here to Philadelphia when he has the opportunity to go to the Lakers. He's not going to turn down an opportunity to play with his dad, where his dad played at, and to play with LeBron to come play in the city of Philadelphia.
I don't know, man. I got a good feeling he's coming.
Well, I hope you're right.
Well, I hope you're right.
I hope you're right, Luca.
Believe me, we're not going to turn him down. I just don't see he's a California kid. But he is.
It's not like you can give him more money than some of these other teams. There's, 10 teams that have cap to sign max players, and that's exactly what the players and the NBA wants.
Hey, and the only way he's leaving Golden State is if they don't give him the max.
Right.
And they would be stupid to not offer him the max.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
I mean,
he's kind of that glue guy that you need there.
Dude,
KD's not going to be there next year.
No, he's not a Golden State Warrior anyway. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are glued at the hip.
Yep.
Two statues outside of Rick Barry and Wilt Chamberlain, two greatest Warriors ever.
Tom Tolbert.
Am I missing somebody?
Tom Tolbert.
No.
Run TMC.
Yeah, they wouldn't be. You could make an argument. Well, Tim Hardaway had to go behind them because they won titles.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they won, three of them.
Well, and Hardaway played a couple other places, too.
Yeah.
He was in a.
Exactly.
Steph's going to play his whole career there without a doubt.
Steph's not going anywhere, and neither should Klay.
He should not. No, they're the two guys that shouldn't go.
Should never play anywhere. And I wouldn't hang up a jersey for Kevin Durant. And I wouldn't even think about a statue outside of, what is it, the Oracle Arena?
Oracle.
Or whatever it is. They got a new one coming, but you kidding me?
They
KD wouldn't get his jersey hung up anywhere.
No.
OKC?
I would, honestly, and we missed that whole KD press conference because we had all the trades yesterday, but like what an absolute fool he is. Just a fool.
Good luck in New York.
Oh, my God, what is he doing? And you know what? The thing about it is, no team's going to look at him and say, I don't want him because he acts like that. That's just, you have to realize he's going to act like that with the press. He's a big baby. He doesn't understand the reason that he will essentially have made a $500 million playing in the NBA between shoe contracts and regular contracts is because it's a machine.
Yeah.
We talk about free agent stuff because that's what we want to talk about as fans and media. We enjoy that kind of stuff.
Well, hell, in the NBA, it's the...
It's it, man.
Biggest thing in the NBA.
No, the NBA has figured out
free agency and trades.
The NBA has figured out what the NFL had down for a long time, which is
all
that
season,
kind of it's just rumors. And by the way, KD, if you don't want that to be a constant rumor, sign a long-term deal with the team then.
Simple.
It's simple.
Nobody's asking LeBron where he's going this summer.
No.
He signed a 4-year deal.
Otherwise, they would be. Yeah. All right, James and Voorhees. James, who in 2019 will be the year of what player?
Yo, guys, it's got to be Carter Hart.
Oh.
What he's already done to this team, he has brought something to this team we haven't seen in 3 decades in, 12 games? And he's only 20 years old. It's going to be Carter Hart.
Wow. Well, you know what? The one thing that I do, there's energy that I haven't felt. Maybe even just with the fan base. But, I mean, there really is. There's kind of like, I'm even going home and watching games right now. I'm doing it. I'm being like, oh, let me check out the Flyers tonight. They've been playing well. And the kid's good, too. No doubt about it.
Oh, man, no doubt.
And they're playing for him.
Yeah, you're right.
And the thing I'm happiest about for Flyer fans is it seems like we don't have to, no one has to ask that question as do we have our goalie of the future?
Everybody's
seems
convinced
like everybody's
right
good,
now.
Right? Everybody's good. Everybody's good to go.
And here's the other thing. Flyers fans have been saying this for a while, to get this kid up and give him playing time. Now you can see why.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one right here. Dave and Cherry Hill. Dave, 2019 will be the year that what happens?
That Ike Reese gets on his knees and proposes to Carson Wentz, finally. It's an unnatural infatuation.
It is?
It makes it suspect. It makes me just want to question everything.
About what?
About you, how you could just love a man that much that has not proven anything, but yet it's something deeper that we can't really, it must be a connection in your guys' soul or something.
No,
like, I'm sure you could put in a poem.
No, you know what it actually is?
A haiku.
It's to bother all the Wentz haters. So you know what I decided I was going to do, Dave? I'm going to overpraise him. I'm going to overlove on him, Wentz haters.
I knew it was a suspect. I knew there was a reason, but
it's not suspect. No, the unnatural hate for the guy and the lack of support for the guy is crazy. My support of the guy isn't crazy. I support all the Eagles players. So that's no different than what I typically do.
Can I make a Sixers point real quick?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
Okay, so with Sixers, it seems like the last like 90% of championships have been Popovich, Phil Jackson, or Steph Curry, or Stephen Kerr, who worked underneath the both of them. So Brett Brown, I think, is the worst coach ever, and I just can't see how anyone thinks that he's going to bring in these new guys within 1 year and get them ready for even one round playoff victory.
Well, I mean, Dave, honestly, if you were to say who has the most pressure in Philadelphia right now, Carson Wentz 1, Brett Brown 2, and I don't think it's even close that they're the top two. Gabe's under pressure, but he doesn't need to win a division. Well, you could make the playoffs and lose.
No, I'll say this. I don't know.
There's pressure for Gabe, but he doesn't have to. Like, there's a lot of people that say if Brett Brown doesn't make the Eastern Conference Finals, he could be fired. Or if he struggles in the playoffs,
right,
he's gone.
I know people say that. I don't know if the Sixers feel that. I don't know if the Sixers feel that. And if I'm thinking of anyone who has lost a job pressure, it's Gabe Kapler.
Well, Carson doesn't have
he's not.
Carson doesn't have pressure like that, but right. Here's what Carson has. Mm-hmm. This fan base that is just either one way or another. You heard with the last caller.
Yeah, but that's okay. The good thing Carson has going for him is time. And the good thing, it's fans. Fans, they swing like a pendulum. You start playing well, they'll be okay. So he has the opportunity to change that around with his own play.
Well, I agree with you there.
So as long as he's doing his job.
If he plays well, everything will take care
exactly.
of itself.
That's all he needs to do.
But if the pressure that's on him, because, I mean, let's face it, now Nick's not here. They won a Super Bowl. He wasn't quarterback when they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure on him after a down 2018 as a team to say, hey, listen, this is my team, and this is what we're going to do and win. And I don't know if he handled the pressure particularly well last year. I don't know how much of it was just an injury or pressure, but I would say Carson's under more pressure than anybody.
Yeah, but to meet the pressure to do what?
To win, to be successful.
What's going to happen if they don't win next year?
Right, but you're looking at it two ways. Like they're not going to get rid of them.
Well, the other two guys have their jobs on the line.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Just like the last caller just said, if Brett Brown loses in the first round, he could be fired. Right?
Well, going by that, he has no pressure on him then.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, fans are going to always put pressure on you. McNabb had pressure even when he had success.
Sure.
Like playing the quarterback position, it comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't a win the Super Bowl or bust every year for the quarterback.
No.
So what Carson needs to do is get healthy, get out there, and play football. Everything else will take care of itself. That's like Joel Embiid. If he's healthy, he's fine. He's one of the best players in basketball.
Yep.
Carson is healthy. He's one of the best players in football. I don't worry about that.
You know, no one's voted 2019 will be the year of Joel Embiid. We even mentioned him.
Oh, that's true.
And you're talking about one of the top players in the NBA at this point.
No, yeah, listen, I got him in the top three of MVP candidates.
Oh, pretty much have to, right?
Up there with the Greek Freak and James Harden.
Yeah, no, he's had that kind of a year. Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. Let's go to Matt is in Guam. Matt, Matt, you're a military man?
No, I work for the military, but I'm a civilian. How you guys doing?
How are you?
Doing great, brother.
Great, man. Yo, don't we have so many to pick storylines? We can. I mean, we have like five storylines going to pick from for Man of the Year or Player of the Year. It's unbelievable. If someone calls up, and I was thinking the same thing, if you can call up and include Connor Hart, a goaltender in Philadelphia, along with Joel Embiid and potentially Bryce Harper, I mean, we have this is just riches. We're so lucky right now. This is a great, great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
It is,
Matt. Hey, Matt, we've been waiting a while for this for it to be like this, right?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, they have Joel Embiid, like you guys are saying, is a couple, you know, a couple calls in. No one's mentioned Joel Embiid. I mean, the guy's amazing. Like, I'll have to disagree, though. I don't think there's pressure on Gabe Kapler because, like, you know, he had a good start last year, but kind of stumbled down the stretch. Now they're loading up. Yeah, there's pressure on them, but definitely the Sixers to win is the pressure. They're the show. All eyes are on the Sixers right now.
Nah, I mean, listen, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. My only thing with Gabe was, I mean, the team that Matt Klintak has put together, I mean, he can't afford to be out here losing baseball games.
If they're 10 games under 500
right, that's
in
what
May,
I'm saying. Yeah.
He's going to lose his job.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, he's under a huge amount of pressure.
Right. Matt Klintak has put a team together. They expect to go out there and win.
John Middleton didn't say to Matt Klintak in the offseason, yeah, you know, maybe we can make the playoffs in 2020.
Right.
The expectations this year.
Yeah.
And you can't have a slow start, without a doubt.
Now, there's no pressure on Dougie Fresh. Dougie P ain't getting whacked.
Nah. Very little pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, pressure of being an NFL coach or whatever,
yeah.
But he can still kind of ride that Super Bowl wave a little bit. Quarterback can't. Ben, I love how Ike's trying to be like, well, Carson's not under that much pressure. He's under more pressure than anybody in this city.
You know what's funny? I think Carson's under the most pressure from himself. Like, I think a lot of people here love Carson, but believe me, Carson's not like, you know what? Like, I got time, man. He's thinking, oh, my God, like, if I don't get it done this season, when is it ever going to happen?
I don't know. The guy
is clearly that kind of person.
How can you say if I don't get it done this year? You don't even know who he's handing the ball off to.
What's he going
to
do, retire?
I'm saying that I think Carson views it as like he's furious that he has not been able to perform to the level that he wanted over the past year. And he views this season as, come on, man, like if I can't do it this season, how can
reestablish himself?
He's got to do it. He's got to get his confidence back.
See, you know what I'm doing? Let me educate the people here real quick, right? Because I want nothing but the best for the Eagles, right? You know this. So if we just think about this year, right, and we're thinking about Carson, all the pressure on Carson. Carson's trying to do too much. He's not running the offense. He has to make – see, the reason why I'm talking less pressure, because I don't want the guy to feel like he has pressure on him. I don't want him to feel like he needs to go out there and make every play. I want him to play relaxed. I want him to have fun, and the talent will take care of itself. The moment he starts feeling like, I got to go win a Super Bowl or else, you know what? You make bad decisions. You know what? You become a guy that everyone else doesn't really like being around because you're not fun. You're not fun to be around. Remember, because he had all the pressure on him this past year.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get his starting job back. He's trying to fit back in. He was considered to be selfish, right? So when everybody wants to put pressure on him that he has to go win, he got to get a team to the Super Bowl, what do you think he's going to do?
All eyes, on Carson.
See, everybody want to hear that, right?
Nobody wants to hear what?
So that's why I'm saying when you hear me talk about less pressure, I'm telling you, let the dude go out and play. It'll take care of itself. He knows that. Nobody wants him to succeed more than he does. It's what allowed him to come from being a 185-pound non-recruit walk-on or whatever he was in North Dakota State where he had the red shirt to being the number two overall pick. This dude is self-motivated. I don't need to put extra pressure on him. I don't need to do it. Just go out there and let that thing fling. Let that Bronco buck.
I'm glad that you're trying to relieve some pressure on him. That's very nice of you.
And we want him to run until he gets injured. And he's running too much. Or your running quarterback can't win.
Nope. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. No pressure on Carson Wentz in 2019.
I didn't say no pressure.
888-729-9494.
I didn't say no pressure.
No, but you're I know what you're doing.
We said the most pressure.
I know what you're doing. Yeah. You're trying to be like, listen, don't worry about it. Everything's going to take care of itself. Yeah. No, it's good advice. Great advice. Ain't happening.
I know it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.